My expert on things taxi and transport is Rod Barton, former driver himself, Upper House member of the Transport Matters Party. Rod Barton, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Hey, something changed on advertising? We're getting these big ads plastered along the side of cabs.
No, that regulation was changed a couple of years ago, Neil. This is part of the reforms. They can advertise whatever they like, as long as they meet the advertising standards. They don't put anything inappropriate, obviously, on it.
But it's just starting to happen now. It hasn't happened before.
It is. Personally, I don't like it. It doesn't make us look very professional. I don't like the idea of mobile billboards running around. I think it doesn't fit the image of what a taxi service should be.
Well, it's taken a while to get onto it because it's now starting to spread. And they're allowed to have things on the roof and on the back and everything, ads, aren't they?
They're correct. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Do you think we've got problems? I mean, some of the drivers are just downright dangerous.
Well, the general public is right across the whole spectrum. The taxi industry is just a reflection of the society.
Well, it shouldn't be. They should be better qualified. They should be better drivers.
Well, I think you're probably right there, Neil. But it's this all comes down to the regulations, the regulator. The standard of taxi service we have now and what we've had for the last 25 years is the responsibility of the regulator. They've created this monster.
Does it need work again? I mean, you look back, and you and I have talked before about when Jeff Kennett gave a bit of a shake-up. Does it need a whole new approach now?
Well, we certainly need to do something, Neil, and that's something, one of the reasons why I've come into Parliament, is to have another look at how we're dealing with things. Things like touting is just gone crazy. There's been no plan, Neil, with introduction of rideshare. They were so enamoured, the regulator, to get Uber into the marketplace. We've gone from 5,600 cabs to 12,000 cabs. There's not one extra taxi rank in Melbourne CBD, I betcha. And we've now got 90,000 drivers, 50,000 rideshare drivers. It's just a mess.
So it's gone backwards?
There's no doubt in my mind. In terms of the operational side of things, but can you get cheap rides? Yeah, you can. But is it worth it?
Just got a message, an email from a surgeon I know. Cabs smell.
Well, that's helpful.
Not true?
No, of course not. Well. There may be an oddball there, of course, because we've got 12,000 cabs out there, and the trouble is we've got so many people in the industry who are just transitioning through the industry. One of the things that I wanted to make happen is that I wanted driving a cab to become a profession again, something you can be proud of and be able to make a living at.
And you reckon touting the main problem, or is it poor drivers and not knowing where they're going, or is it the look of the cabs? What is the main problem?
No, look, there's an oversupply in the marketplace, right? So people are absolutely struggling to survive. They've gone out and bought fancy cars and all those sorts of things, and they have to tout to survive so they can make their car payments and all that sort of stuff.
So what do we do?
Well, there are a number of things. We've got a parliamentary inquiry, and I can't preempt what's going to come out of that, but certainly the things that I'll be raising is the congestion, regulations, safety, non-compliance of the levy, all those sorts of things.
Tim Pellis, the Treasurer, has just spoken a few moments ago about the possibility of Uber Air flights, even drones, pilotless flights to the airport. You'll be amused by this, what he said.
There will be a capacity to take Uber Air to the airport long before Melbourne Airport Rail is up and running.
What do you reckon? little planes, little Uber planes to and from the airport. What will that do to cabs?
Absolutely nothing. It's the regulator, CASA, is not going to be pushed around by a foreign multinational the way the Taxi Services Commission has been pushed around. No, I don't think that's going to have any impact at all. And
reckon it'll happen?
No. Look, they come out with these things on a regular basis. A month or so ago, they come out with submarines up on the Barrier Reef, and they keep coming up with these things. But let them make a profit first.
Okay, thank you very much, Upper House Member, Transport Matters Party, Rod Barton. I think Tim Pallas is saying, hey, look over there, flying planes, I drive, because he doesn't want you to look at other things. We'll talk to Uber a little bit later. We've already explained some of the problems, which are, and you do a reality check on this and you say, no, not on.